Good morning. Well, it's been a busy 24 hours. A lot of investors coming back from the Easter break and getting right into activities. Now, what we saw on the UK market, of course, was the surprise calling of an early election from Theresa May, the Prime Minister. Initially, when the podium was put out the front of Downing Street, we saw the pound selling off. Then when we heard news of this surprise election, the pound started to regain momentum and even moved higher than where we'd seen it previously, up another 1.6% in the overnight session. What we did see was the US dollar index falling below 100 points for the first time in nearly 3 months. Now, what we've also seen is European markets selling off. We're only a few days away from the first counting of the French election, and now you've got a UK election which has been thrown into the mix on the 8th of June. We did see that this continued into the US markets, where there was weakness once again in the mining stocks and also in the banks. We had Goldman Sachs coming through with their latest results. Well, their profit was higher, but it wasn't in line with market expectations. Unfortunately, their trading arm saw a fall of around 2.4% in the quarter, really due to missed opportunities, their CFO says, in the commodities and also currency trading. And Johnson & Johnson coming in with weaker than expected results as well, and their forecast really underwhelming. Investors are seeing their share price falling. Apart from that, the mining sector was hit again. If we look at that iron ore price, and this was one of the major reasons why our market continued to sell off yesterday, coming back after the Easter break. We have seen that the iron ore price has fallen nearly 30% in the last 2 months. Yet again yesterday, falling again. We're now at $61.50 US a dry ton. That was causing a lot of havoc for our large miners yesterday, not only in the Australian session, but also in the UK and US session overnight. And we've seen that continuing into other areas of the market. A lot of the mining service companies also losing ground in the US. As well as all this negative news that we saw coming through in the mining sector, there are some positives. And we had the International Monetary Fund coming out with their half-year update. What we heard was that they are expecting to see growth, global growth, of around 3.5% in 2017 and 3.6% in 2018. And they also came through with their prediction for Australian growth, seeing growth of 3.1% in 2017 and 3% in 2018. And both of these numbers are a little bit stronger than what we're actually hearing from our own Reserve Bank and many economists here in Australia. Now, lastly, let's get back to the Australian market. Now, yesterday we were down by around 50-odd points at the end of trade. Today we're set for a 31-point slide at the start of our trading session. And the Australian dollar is weaker, down around a half of a percent, 75.58 US cents.